This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to episode number 2 of Preparing for Ramadan. Now, if we're talking about Ramadan and fasting, we must understand what fasting actually is and what we mean by fasting. Well, linguistically, siyam or fasting refers to holding back or abstaining from something. So, for example, we see in the Quran, Surah Maryam, we hear that Maryam alayhi salam is told, فَقُولِ إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لِلرَّحْمَنِ صَوْمًا. Say that I have vowed to the Most Merciful, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to fast. وَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيَّ. And I will not speak to any person on this day. So here in this ayah, we hear that the fast of Maryam alayhi salam was not the fasting of eating and drinking, but the fasting of speech, or speaking to anyone. Now, for us, Islamically, what we are referring to when we say fasting is more specific than that. We're talking about abstaining from anything that would break our fast, and we'll talk about what those things are in a future video, inshallah ta'ala. But abstaining from anything that would break our fast for a specific time period, from Fajr until Maghrib, or dawn until dusk, with the correct intention. That's three things. Now, what do we mean by the correct intention? Well, the intention is not something that needs to be verbalized, it's something which is in our heart, and that is simply that we have the intention to fast the fast of Ramadan. Now, the intention, in order for it to be valid, needs to be made before Fajr time, before Fajr comes in. The Prophet ﷺ told us that whoever does not make the intention to fast before Fajr, then there is no fast for them, meaning their fast is not valid. Now, a person may say, do I need to wake up every morning and renew my intention? No, as long as you made the intention at the beginning of Ramadan to fast the month of Ramadan, then that is enough because that intention is not broken. That continues throughout the rest of the month of Ramadan. Mind you here, we're talking about obligatory fast here, not the sunnah or nafil fast. Those fasts, it's a little bit different when it comes to the intention. We can make the intention after Fajr. We know this because the Prophet ﷺ woke up one morning and he asked his family members, his household, if there was anything to eat. They said no. He said, in that case, I will fast. And this is referring to the non-obligatory fast. Also, when it comes to the ruling of fasting, we know that fasting is obligatory. We know that the Prophet ﷺ, when he mentioned that Islam is built upon five, meaning five pillars, one of them was fasting the month of Ramadan. But the question must be asked, does everyone have to fast? Well, we have five conditions or five categories that need to be fulfilled for fasting to be obligatory upon this person. So the person must be Muslim, they must be sane, they must have reached the age of puberty, they must have the ability to fast, and we'll talk about what the ability to fast is in a future video, inshallah ta'ala. And number five, that they're not traveling or not a traveler. Also, there's a sixth category, and that is only for women, women who are not menstruating or women that don't have postpartum or postnatal bleeding. So the one who fulfills all five of those categories, and we said six for women, then that is a person upon whom fasting is obligatory. It is fard for them to fast the month of Ramadan. All right, we'll leave it at that for today. I will see you, inshallah ta'ala, in the next episode. By the way, if you have any questions about this specific video, leave it in the comments, inshallah ta'ala. I'll try to get to as many questions as I can. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Until next time, inshallah ta'ala, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.